such a force in gospel music, featuring male harmony but no bass singer. Here today to celebrate the release of a new project in 2 years, Greater Vision.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Hey, we're sitting backstage, by the way, and we've just finished a concert. And as is the case when these guys finish, they're probably tired and this is the last thing they want to do. But they've taken time. In fact, not even in their ball caps and their pajamas yet. Still in the suit, the tie, and the cup collar is even buttoned. Now, that's saying something. Greater Vision, Rodney, Chris, and Gerald. And let me tell you, you guys were introduced as just an award-winning, you know, and that's all you have to say these days is just Gerald, Chris, and Rodney. Oh, yeah, that's Greater Vision. So when it's time again for you guys to come up onto a platform, or we see something new in a record store, or on iTunes, as the case is these days, there has to be a thought process put into that, because you know better than anybody, it's a big world, and you're competing for that shelf space or for that iTunes download on the business side. And then on the ministry side, you got to say something that's going to reach people and minister, because that's what this music's about, is about the message. So the new project is for all he's done, and we're going to hear, I imagine, some incredible stories behind these incredible songs. So welcome, guys. Rodney is laughing. Tell me about, from the songwriter's point of view, how much pressure is on you, Rodney?
Well, you said that we're kind of deciding what we want to say for an album. But for me as a songwriter, when we start choosing songs, it's what has already been said. I can't wait till a week or two before we're looking for songs to start writing. So I think our last major project was at least 18 months, 2 years. So 24 months. So anything that I had written in 24 months that I thought fit us, kind of earmarked for us. And I wouldn't sing it to these guys. I would just kind of keep it in a little folder, you know. And Chris did the same thing. We just kind of, and then when the time comes to you actually start listening to songs, then you kind of present what the Lord has whispered to your heart since the last time you recorded.
Well, unless anybody out there say, well, singers are different than preachers, and singers don't take theology near as seriously as preachers do. Well, you've got a preacher in the group, right? I mean, with Chris Allman. And so, and I think, I mean, is this true? Maybe the older you get, the more you dig deeper into why you believe what you believe, and making sure, you know, every line of your song is accurate. And from a pastoral point of view, Chris, how important is that?
It's very important, we feel, you know, for our music to be not just something that folks enjoy on the surface, but is theologically sound and doctrinally sound. Because, you know, we hear so much music out there that there's a lot of question about, you know, wow, you know, is that, that's kind of questionable what they're saying there. And we really want to make sure that what we say is absolute truth, because that's who we That's who we represent, you know, the one who wrote the absolute truth. So it's very, very important to answer your question that it's very theologically sound.
Well, so let's kick it off with this one. Preacher, tell me like it is.
I'm glad you said so, because that happens to be my favorite song on the project. And it would be an unlikely song, I suppose, for somebody to say that's my favorite one. But, man, I just love so much about it. Rodney wrote that song. And it's a song that really speaks to this generation well, because so many preachers today are guilty of seeking to keep a crowd, seeking to draw a crowd. You know, once they get them in, they don't want to say anything that'll offend them, to run them off or to lose a tithe check or something like that. So a lot of ear tickling goes on, I would say, in the pulpits today. So this song addresses that. And that it says, preacher, you know, don't tell me like I wish it was. Preacher, tell me like it is. And that's what that song deals with, and it's my favorite song on the project.
Greater Vision, and For All He's Done is the project, and you're listening to it on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Oh, preacher, you say you want to be my friend. Don't be afraid to call my sin. What it is.
the word and let the Spirit lead. Preach until I've heard God speak to me. Don't worry about my feelings. Don't worry about my shame. Just preach the cross of Jesus and that I'm to blame. Oh, preacher, you say you want to be my friend. Don't be afraid to call my sin what it is. And preacher, tell me I can overcome, but it's only by the blood of the Lamb. Don't tell me like I wish it was. Preacher, tell me like it is. Don't be afraid to call my sin what it is. And preacher, tell me I can overcome, but it's only by the blood of the Lamb. Don't tell me like I wish it was. Preacher, tell me.
This is Daniel Britton, friends.
For answers in this ever-changing world, solutions to the problems that you face, but I'm here to tell you that you can't find the answers here, 'cause they're only found in God's amazing. Say there's nothing to the word of God, but there will come a day when even they shall kneel to the King of Kings. Praise God, it won't be long, 'cause the blood still cleanses hearts of sin. It's still
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, Rodney Griffin, Chris Allman, Gerald Wolf, and this is Greater Vision. For all he's done, a project just coming out, Daywind Records, been 2 years since you guys have put this out. Gerald kind of is maybe the visionary in working with the record company. I don't know how much of it is a compromise or how much of it is your say or their say or whatever. Is there a thought process behind the two-year model between, you know, instead of putting out something every 6 months?
Sure. From Daywind's perspective, it's about marketing and getting the most out of an album. You know, every year it gets more and more expensive to do a recording because musicians' fees are higher and studio rates go up. But the price of the CD does not go up. It's been the same since 1984. So they have to give them more time to recoup, they've started asking for more time between projects. 18 months is what they ask. But other than that, it was our decision to do the 2 years because there were so many great radio songs on the last record. We wanted to give it a chance, you know, to play out. But other than that, Daywind had been so great to us and not putting any pressure on us at all. They don't get involved with our song selection process. They don't get involved with the recording. They tell me what the budget is, when they want the master, and then we deliver it. And other than that, then they get involved with the marketing end. But they've been very gracious as to let us be who we are and not try to meddle or push us into a mold that we don't want to be in. So. But the two-year thing was something that we had never done before, but we think it was worth the wait.
And not to paint a picture that Daywind is the antagonist in this scenario or anything like that, because I think you guys are probably like-minded. But the fact that what you just said, there's a song here that says the blood hasn't ever changed. So in a sense here, that's got to be reassuring to say, yeah, just trust us. We've been doing this for a while. We know the message we want to present. We know the harmony in which it's going to be carried. And this is Greater Vision all the way, right?
Exactly. And they've always been that way with us. You know, we've been recording with them since late 1995 when Jason Waldrop first joined the group. And then, you're right, it was 1996 when we started recording with them. And they have always been that way with us. They've let us do our thing and be who we are. And it's been a great combination for a lot of years.
Rodney Griffin, as a great songwriter that you are, again, how many of these songs are, because everybody wants to know. I mean, you've won so many awards. Can't you just sit down and just in 10 minutes write the whole CD and be done with it by now? I mean, you are the expert at songwriting.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't do anything fast. So I'm just kind of a slow person. Yeah. My brain has one gear and it just kind of, I got to catch up with these guys. You know, I'm the snail. So when a song comes, you know, occasionally a song will come fast to me, but I'm slow to accept it until it's been through that rewriting process at least a couple days after it's finished. And I'm always thankful I waited those two extra days to share it with anybody, because a lot can happen with a song in 2 days that you live with. It's just a process, and everybody does it different. Diane Wilkinson, She'll come hear us sing in Western Tennessee and write a whole song on the way home.
Wow.
And, you know, she thinks quickly and she develops it. For me, it's, I got to mull it over a little, and then I may get the chorus in one sitting. And then it may take some lay it down for a day or two, start working on the verses, get a word here or there. And it's just a slow, people would probably be surprised at how slow of a process it is for me.
Now, this is a difficult question for me to ask because I don't want it to come across any other way. Just trying to think from your point of view, do you ever feel concerned that we have said you're such a great songwriter and everybody's going to expect most of the album to be Rodney Griffin songs now? Does that ever concern you, or how much candor is in the group here if you say, I'm really kind of dry right now. I really don't know that I'm going to bring a lot to this project.
Fortunately, the Lord has provided, and we may get within 2 months of recording, and I look down, and we're still needing that up-tempo song. We're still needing that 6-8 song, and, you know, and then the Lord just spark it. Yeah. He did that in this case with our radio single, Looking for the Grace. I kind of wrote, that was the last thing I wrote for the project, and it was just, we were just kind of finalizing everything, and we decided to do 15 tracks and then pick 10 songs. And I said, hey guys, you know, we're always needing a barn burner. Every group wants a big ballad and a barn burner, and we're no different. Chris had written our big ballad for all he's done, and so we were looking for a barn burner. I said, well guys, this might work. And when Gerald heard standing up at the piano, he played it and I sang it. And he said, wow, I think I know what we could do with this musically. And he created the big orchestral thought behind it and handed it to Larry Gosden. And Larry wrote the notes out for those violins and made them sound like fiddles, you know, as they,
wow,
as those city folk played it like country folk for us.
Rodney Griffin of Greater Vision, and the project is For All He's Done, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
On the horizon of a sky that's blue, a change of weather I know is coming soon. Dark clouds are gathering to test my faith. What will I ask of God whenever I pray?
I won't be seeking for answers in advance, nor to be delivered from this trying circumstance. Won't be begging for freedom from the pain, just asking for God to hold my hand again.
I'm looking for the grace to come and help me through this trial. I want to feel the wonder while in the storm that makes me smile. I'm looking for the peace that transcends each worry I face. I'm looking for the helper to come my way. Now I'm looking for the great escape. I'm looking for the grace,
not for an ending to the hurt or special treatment that I know I don't deserve. Won't ask to be lifted from the mire, just praying for grace to shield me from the fire.
Greater Vision, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. The title track is For All He's Done. Greater Vision has this new project out, and Chris Allman wrote the song, right?
I did write that song, and it's nothing that I just wrote for this project. It's a song that actually I wrote after I'd left Greater Vision, well, now what, 18 years ago, my goodness. I suppose actually I wrote the song, though, about 15 years ago at this point. I did it for a solo project. that I did. And, you know, I sang it here and there, and it was a good song for me on Sunday mornings and different things like that. But when I came back, actually Gerald brought this song back up. He'd heard it. He remembered it. And he said, hey, let's listen to that song and think about it for the project. So we ended up doing it. And, you know, everything falls into place, you know, whenever you depend on the Lord for these kind of things, you know, and the whole album really just points at how good God is, you know, His grace. We talk about His grace and about His blood and this type of thing, and the song just says for all He's done and speaks to the fact that He's done so much for us, and that's really what the song's about. It's simple in message, just for all He's done, I'm going to lift my hands and praise Him, you know. And for all He's done, I'm going to try to live my life to please Him. So it's a big ballad, and it seems like the folks are liking the song.
And that's the voice of Chris Allman of Greater Vision, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Greater Vision. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends sitting around the table today with Gerald Wolf, Rodney Griffin, and Chris Allman.
The project is For All He's Done and some great tunes. And this is going to be just out of all of your music, Gerald, the entire library, the entire catalog of Greater Vision songs. And you know how the Lord will use songs, sometimes even songs you don't expect to be used in certain ways, and the people will respond to it, and it'll be used to bring hope, encouragement, and the message of the gospel in a fresh way to them. Has there been a sleeper song, or has there been a surprise that you had no idea that song would have done that well, and you would still be singing it today? And if so, what is it?
You mean of all of our songs? It would be, without a doubt, it would be He'd Still Been God. Because, honestly, that song was written for the Freemans. And he and I went into the studio, a local studio, to record a demo for them. And the engineer on the session, when we finished the demo, he said, "Wow, that sounds like a Greater Vision song." Well, we had never thought about, you know, we said, "Are you serious?" He said, "Yeah, it'd be a great Greater Vision song." Well, we sent it on to the Freemans, and then it was months later, we were working on a CD, and we needed a fast song. And so Rodney said, "Well, let's, how about this He'd Still Been God?" So he called the Freemans and asked if they would mind if we just put it on our CD as a filler, because we needed a fast song. They had singled it, so we just wanted to use it as a filler, and they said, "Sure." So we put it on there, and then we started singing it when the CD came out. We had no idea that it would take off like it did. We never singled it, but it we've sung that song every night since 1997.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just, we would have never thought.
The project is for all he's done, and probably just looking at this one project, looking at what the songs that are on this CD. And by the way, you can get it from greatervisionmusic.com, right?
Yeah.
And you can be a part of this CD celebration with us. So if you drink Starbucks coffee in particular, and you go there and you stand, you place your order, and while they're taking your money, you look around, and they have an iTunes download of the week. Mm. So off of this CD, and knowing the date of this taping, you know, there's still a lot of questions, but with the bombings in Boston and the uncertainty in North Korea and all that's going on in the world right now, if they came to you and said, "We're going to offer a song off this CD as the Starbucks iTunes download of the week," what message would need to be heard the most? What would it be?
Well, since a lot of folks that drink Starbucks coffee need Jesus, everybody needs Jesus, but oftentimes that crowd has never heard of Jesus, depending on where the Starbucks would be, especially if it were in the Northwest. I think of a song that that we've been singing called "This Is Mercy." Mm-hmm. I think about the message of the chorus. Just speaks of how the reason why Jesus was hanging on the cross was to die in our place. And that kind of, it's a song about the message of the sign that hung above Jesus. I'd never heard a song about that. And a young lady in California named Natalie Harp, who is an aspiring songwriter, just sent an email and said, "Hey, here's an idea for a song." And I get a lot of those. Songwriters get a lot of those every night. Someone will come up to the table, and it's normally something you've heard before. Just like when somebody comes up and tells you a joke,
yeah,
and you know you've heard it,
right,
but to them it's brand new. So this thought was totally new. If I could have written the sign above Jesus' head, what would I have written? Instead of "King of the Jews," you know, the mockery involved, I would have written, "This is mercy. This is grace. This is God's own Son whose love has brought him here to take your place. This is sacrifice beyond what words describe. So we could all go free. This is mercy." And that's what every Starbucks coffee drinker needs to hear.
Here it is, Greater Vision, now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Soldier climbed the ladder that was leaning on the cross and nailed a wooden sign above his head. You could hear the jeers and laughter, "King of the Jews," it mocked. Oh, but if I had done the writing on that sign, it would have read, "This is mercy, this is grace."
sign could hold the message Calvary speaks. Above the cross, there in the middle, only angels could behold. The phrases love was writing as he shed his blood for me. This is mercy. This is grace. This is God's own Son, whose love has brought him here to take your place.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends, Greater Vision, my guest today, and the music we're listening to from the project, For All He's Done.
When you stand on the platform and you're going to sing one of these songs for the first time, is that kind of a litmus test? It's kind of like, oh, let's take it out for a trial run. Let's see if they perk up. Do they slouch? Do they weep? Do they run? What do they do?
Yeah, we've done, probably five...
At least, yeah.
Five, maybe six of the 10, which is big for us. I mean, we still have to sing My Name is Lazarus. We still have to sing He's Still Been God. We still, Gerald gets requests for the songs he's sung through the years. Now we have to do I Know a Man Who Can or Hallelujah Square. So it's getting tight as far as where we can move in with new songs. But Gerald will slide them in, and it's been surprising to me, the radio single, Looking for the Grace. I've been pleasantly surprised at the response. And I just, a lot of times we'll sing a fast song, and just it's a fast song, and they sit and clap. But this one, some of them who actually listen to the words, they actually celebrate.
Yeah.
They celebrate the idea of sitting there in their trial. We want to beg God, let me out of this thing. I don't like this cancer. I don't like this loneliness. I don't like this funeral home.
Right.
But if we'll look beyond our own physical desires and say, you know what, let me pray this. Would you show me the grace that you've provided to help me through this trial? Even though it's in a fast fashion, and Gerald did a great job of producing a fantastic track, it still seems to be locking in with people, and I'm kind of grateful for that.
Chris, who's the most difficult to get along with on the bus early in the morning?
That's funny. Nobody. Because I believe everybody wakes up in a pretty good mood. I think either that or they're faking. No, you know, Gerald's always the first one up. And he's already had about three cups of coffee by the time I come through the door.
Yeah.
That could be why he's in such a good mood. But No, I sincerely, I'm not just saying this for the radio. We all get along great. There's never a day that goes by that we don't laugh a lot. We're always laughing, always sharing, and it's a great atmosphere there on the bus.
Have you found some cool opportunities to take advantage of, whether it was an eruption, that you might just tend to say, I just wish this wouldn't happen. But you're on the road a lot, so I mean, there's got to be traffic jams, there's got to be flat tires, stuff like that. Have you just had some fun taking advantage of popping into a convenience store and hearing someone's story, maybe an unlikely story, an unlikely place type of thing? in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the night?
You know, thankfully, we've only had one breakdown that I can remember, believe it or not.
Wow.
And that was in southern Arkansas two winters ago, when a little piece broke off back in the engine. It wasn't a major thing, but still it left us sitting for a while. And that's the only time we've ever broken down. So we've never had any of those circumstances, praise the Lord, where we just happen to be somewhere. Of course, everywhere we are, you know, if you're trying your best to live for the Lord, the Bible promises that your paths are ordered by the Lord, your steps are ordered. So, you know, wherever we've ended up, at Cracker Barrel or at a Dunkin' Donuts or at a Starbucks — Rodney likes Starbucks coffee, I think it's too bitter — but wherever we've ended up, there's always somebody there that needs the smile that we have, or needs the laugh, or needs to hear why we're happy.
Right.
And so, in that respect, we've had too many opportunities like that to even remember.
We had that flat tire. You can tell them about when we had that flat tire. And when we have the bus gets a flat tire, of course, that's only happened twice. Yeah. Two times. Once, Gerald was driving, I'm up there in the buddy seat, and he just says, "Boy, it just feels like this thing is riding strange." And I couldn't feel it. He can feel that kind of thing. And he said, "I believe we got a flat." So we pulled off. We didn't get stranded. We were able to pull off. And up, of course, you know, when you get a flat tire on a bus, you can't just pull Jack out. And, you know, you got to find somebody who can come take care of that sort of thing. So we ended up having to stay there. I think Rodney stayed up late. Chad waited for the fellow to come. We got a guy who came out. He put our tire on, but he didn't have enough air to put in the tire. So we had to find somewhere to go that next morning to finish airing up the tire. So we take off and on down the road. I mean, a long way down the road. It wasn't just 10 minutes down the road. About 60 miles, Gerald pulls off Flying J. We look for air, can't find it, and look over there. It's a tire place. Hey, great. Well, let's go over there. Ends up, and nothing is, you know, just coincidental. It was the gentleman who had come out 60 miles down the road to come and change the tire. And I think somebody had given him a pamphlet the night before. Rodney had given him a tract about salvation. And he came out and he said, "Yeah, that's these guys that I just, you know what, do you have another one of those pamphlets? Because one of my buddies in here, he'd like to have one." Wow. So, you know, that was a neat story.
Yeah.
That, you know, not by happenstance did we go down the road that far to find air, and met right back up with the one who put the tire on. So that was the Lord working in that.
Well, we're listening to some great sounds on this project for all he's done. We'll kind of close out and go one by one and have you think, and it can be recent history, maybe in the past 2 or 3 weeks, maybe about a song in here, or maybe just your ministry in general. At the end of the night, you get back on the bus, you'd finally unloosen the top collar there, and you probably tell stories. You said you laugh a lot. There's got to be at least probably one a night, though, whether it's funny or not, probably actually maybe serious. Somebody comes and it just blows your mind how God uses this music. And even as long as you've been singing gospel music, I'm sure it never gets old. To me, that's kind of a golden time.
Yeah, I do, and I haven't even shared this with these guys yet. It just happened last night in Charlotte. And it wasn't somebody at the concert. These guys will tell you I'm a real stickler for not carrying my phone into a church. I just don't. And for some reason, I had went back to the bus for something and my phone, and I got a text from a preacher that we know in Michigan, whose name is John Hamlin. He's an evangelist. And he texted me to ask for prayer for a friend of his in Washington State, a pastor, who had come home from his church and all of his things were gone. His wife had decided to leave while he was at church that day, and she had taken everything that they had. She had a truck, I guess, show up and help load out. And the only thing she left him was his clothes in the closet, and he found lying in the floor a Greater Vision DVD that was dropped. That's the only thing he had. And so he went to a friend's house and sat and watched the DVD, because it's all he had left.
Wow.
And they wanted us to know that every song on that particular DVD the Lord used to say something specific to him about his situation. And that doesn't happen every day, but we're thankful for those times when it does, because when you're out here like we are, you need to hear something like that every now and then. You hate to hear that somebody, some tragic happens, but you need to hear that the Lord is using what you're doing in somebody's life that you may not even know. And it's just miraculous. That's the way the Lord works.
In a busy world among the crowd, it kind of makes you feel so small. Surrounded by so many needs, you ask, how can God meet them all? As he sits atop the universe, wonder if he hears your plea. Then he whispers to that longing in your heart, you can trust in me. I fed thousands in the wilderness, 40 years each day the manna fed. I served 5,000 people on the hill. I'm your wonder-working Father, and providing is the thing I love to do. The most precious possession that I have, I will take care of you.
When I think about his faithfulness, hard to find the words to say, to express my love and gratitude to him for what he does each day. I've never had a need that he has failed to meet when I have called. And on those days of doubt, he says, my child, I'll always meet them all.
I fed thousands in the wilderness, for 40 years each day the manna fed. Then when 5 loaves and just 2 fish were blessed, I served 5,000 people on the hill. I'm your wonder-working Father, and providing is the thing that I have, I will take care of you. I'm your underworking Father, and providing is the thing I love to do. The most precious possession that I have, I will take care of you.
Celebrating this new project from Greater Vision, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. The project title is For All He's Done. And of course, gospel music is about a central message. That message is of Jesus Christ. And each night at the table, at the concerts, in letters, calls, and emails, these groups hear some pretty amazing stories.
Rodney?
Just tonight, and I haven't had a chance to tell these guys, but a fella came up to the table. And he said, you need to know how a song that you guys introduced to me, an older song that you guys introduced to me 8 years ago, Till the Storm Passes By, you need to know exactly what that did for our family. He said, 8 years ago, I heard you guys sing, and Gerald sang Till the Storm Passes By. He said, first time I'd ever heard the song. Soon after we got home from the concert, my wife's father all of a sudden got ill. And he died quickly. He said, so we leaned on that song during that time of my wife's father's death. The night of my father-in-law's funeral, my dad died suddenly. So we lost both, we lost a parent each within a week. And he said, all of a sudden, the song Till the Storm Passes By just brought a new meaning to me because I listened to it over and over and over to get strength, and he just came by to thank us. So we wonder how many of those stories are out there every night that we don't hear about. You know, here's something happened 8 years ago. We're clueless. We're just riding down the road thinking the only people that really are affected are the ones that took the time to email or Facebook or come up to the table and say, hey, thank you. So only when we get to heaven, you know, we'll see. We'll see what the Lord did with us while we were here. And that's for every Christian, not just us.
And a song like that, I mean, it gives you encouragement as a songwriter. Know your songs are going to outlive you because it still has power. That's good.
Yeah, boy.
All right, Chris.
Often, even us singers, you know, we're out there on the stage. People see us on the stage and they think, man, you're on a bus all day long. Man, you're just lounging around and that things are just easy. And, you know, but things are not so easy. This is what I'm trying to get to. You know, we have our lives too, and we have situations that we deal with and circumstances. But so many times, folks will come to the table and share their testimony with you about what they're facing, what they're going through. I mean, I recall one time, our first time out in California, a lady came up to me, and she was at our concert that night, and it really blew me away that she was after she told me what she had just been through. I mean, it's like her son had just committed suicide. And I mean, like a couple of days before, and her husband had left, and she was there alone, but she just decided to come on out to get encouragement. So I reckon what I'm trying to say is we often learn that no matter what we're going through, there's always somebody out there, somebody else who's facing something tougher. So I get a lot of that keeps me in check, you know, that, man, you know what, I'm blessed. Whatever I'm facing, there are so many people who are facing so much more, so we're blessed. And you also mentioned laughing. We get a lot of that stuff that we laugh about on the bus about what we hear at the table.
Yeah.
I've got to share this one, and I don't want to steal your story, Rodney, but I'm going to. If you want to tell it, have him tell it too, and that way you'll have both renditions. But a lady came up. So Gerald will invite people to come to the table, and bring your requests. We want, if you came this far, you took the time to come see us, want to make sure that what you wanted to hear, that you get an opportunity to hear it. So he has papers out there, and we write down the folks' requests. Rodney just told us about this, and I can just picture this. He's standing at the table, Rodney is, suit on, and just waiting for the concert to begin, and a lady walks up and says, you know, introduces herself, I'm sure, and says, do you mind if I request a song? And he says, no, that'll be fine. Yeah, just go right ahead. And she said, thank you, and turned around and walked away. Never did. All right. We get a lot of funny stuff, man, coming to the table. So
you're very kind.
Greater Vision and the project for all he's done, it's here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Come unto me, all ye who are weary, tired, and worn. I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. A comfort from are open wide to welcome whosoever.
I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. A comfort from your pain and a shelter from the storm. I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest.
You're in the middle of Daniel Britt and Friends, and find out what's ahead at danielbritt.com.
Still remain. So I'll keep holding to the promise way beyond tomorrow, where the pain we've known belongs to yesterday. When the citizens of glory gladly share the story of how all the cares of life have passed away. So until we gather in the sweet forever, remember as you're trying to endure, tomorrow is uncertain, but forever is sure.
Looking back through time, faith has always been a mystery. Can't see into tomorrow. What the will of God might be. Look on past the darkness, you will see a grand and glorious light. City everlasting, and we know very soon we'll step inside. So I'll keep holding to the promise way beyond tomorrow. Citizens of glory, glad to share the story of how all the cares of life have passed away. So until we gather in the sweet forever, remember as you're trying to endure, tomorrow is uncertain, but forever is sure. Citizens of glory, glad to share the story of how all the cares of life have passed away. So until we gather in the sweet forever, remember as you're trying to endure, tomorrow is uncertain, but forever is sure. But forever is sure.
Well, these guys really are, you've become staples. I remember, back in the late 90s, hearing people at church say, I don't care what's going on when Greater Vision comes to town, we're going. If they're anywhere three states away, we're going to be there. And nice to know that you guys are still carrying the gospel, not compromising on that front. But also, let's just be honest, the music industry can be brutal. It can be short-lived for a lot of people, and you guys have assembled a group with great harmony. You've done it without a bass singer for all these years, too. That's pretty remarkable in Southern Gospel, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and we don't want one. We like we like the other group's bass singers. And when we work with them, we use theirs, and it's free.
Yeah. You ever find it difficult, that Gerald, that you've got to sing and you've got to MC, and oftentimes you do keyboard, piano work as well?
Not really, because that's what I've always done. You know, I started playing at church when I was real little, and singing even before that, and then started emceeing 1986, mm-hmm. and for the Dumplin' Valley Trio, and then filled in some for George when he had his heart attack. You know, yeah. And so no, I've always done it, and I wouldn't be, 'cause these guys will tell you I'm not comfortable doing much anything else. I like what I do, and I love what I do, and I wouldn't want to trade places with anybody.
Well, the project is cool, and it's one that you want to get and be encouraged and uplifted by. For all he's done, greatervisionmusic.com, and you guys are great for spending some time here on a late night. Thanks, guys.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, each week Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.